MLB's woke chickens come home to roost as Braves bring World Series championship back to Atlanta. By Dylan Nguyen on November 2, 2021. Major League Baseball aligned itself with the woke when it pulled its All-Star game from Atlanta earlier this year in response to Georgia's voter integrity law. On Tuesday night, MLB's woke chickens came home to roost as the Braves won the World Series and brought the league's grand prize back to Atlanta. Max Fried threw six shutout innings in the signature pitching performance of the series, the Associated Press reported. Jorge Soler, a July acquisition who tested positive for COVID-19 in the playoffs, backed him early with a monster three-run shot for his third homer against the Astros. Freeman hit an RBI double and then punctuated the romp with a solo home run in the seventh that made it 7-0. Atlanta Braves' Jorge Soler celebrates a three-run home run with Ozzy Albies during the third inning in Game 6 of baseball's World Series between the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves Tuesday, November 2, 2021, in Houston. AP photo / Eric Gay. But, months and months before that, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred decided to move the All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado. A move that cost Atlanta businesses anywhere from $37 to $190 million. Why did Manfred decide to do this? Because President Joe Biden blasted Georgia's voter integrity law as a measure that would restrict the voting rights of minorities. ESPN host Sage Steele asked Biden, "Mr. President, what do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?" Biden responded, "I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. Look at what's happened across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right." Mere days after Biden spoke those words, Manfred spoke these words, announcing that MLB would comply with the president's desire. "I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB Draft," Commissioner of Baseball Robert D. Manfred Jr. said. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. Houston, Texas, October 26. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred looks on prior to Game 1 of the World Series between the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros at Minute Maid Park on October 26, 2021, in Houston, Texas. Photo by Bob Levy / Getty Images. However, MLB's values were demonstrated in a most confusing manner as the league pulled the ASG from Atlanta and moved it to Colorado, a state that had nearly identical voting laws to Georgia. A point that was hammered home by former Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell in an interview with Breitbart News. "I thought this was stupid on its face," said Blackwell of Manfred's decision. "He was uninformed, and his misinformation and inadequacy led to a Major League Baseball decision that just didn't make sense. Just think about it, if you do a side-by-side comparison of the election laws in Colorado versus the election laws in Georgia, it's almost not a dime's worth of difference between the two." To the charge that Georgia's voting law was racist, Blackwell's response was direct. "That's a charge that is reflective of the desperation of the left," Blackwell explained. "It is false. It is foolish, and it must be thrown into the ashbin of history. Satchel Paige once said, don't look back. You're not going in that direction, and so America must understand that this year we're celebrating our 245th year of existence as a constitutional republic. We haven't always been perfect, but we in fact understood that we can make things better. And we have, and we've seen, particularly as it relates to race, we've seen things get better and better and better." Nonetheless, despite charges of economic extortion and multiple lawsuits, MLB stuck with its decision to abandon Atlanta and the primarily minority-owned businesses impacted by its decision. Now, on a night where voters in Virginia and across much of the country rebelled against woke ideologies fueled by political and corporate activists, the Braves bring baseball's ultimate prize and millions of dollars worth of business back to the city MLB betrayed to please their woke masters. Atlanta, GA, November 2, Atlanta Braves fans celebrate as they follow Game 6 of the World Series against the Houston Astros on November 2, 2021 in Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves defeated the Astros 7-0 to win the World Series for the first time since 1995. Photo by Megan Varner / Getty Images. Atlanta, GA, November 2, Atlanta Braves fans celebrate as they follow Game 6 of the World Series against the Houston Astros on November 2, 2021 in Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves defeated the Astros 7-0 to win the World Series for the first time since 1995. Photo by Megan Varner / Getty Images. Safe to say the lights probably won't go out in Georgia for quite some time.